Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the 23rd of December, 1991. A blizzard falls over Stockholm, keeping its traffic to a standstill. 100 kilometres away, a car has crashed in a ditch, and three bank robbers are fleeing from it. The police don't know the identities of the men they're chasing. But Stefan Thunberg did.
Hi, my name is Stefan Thunberg. I'm the co-author of The Father. I'm also a screenwriter in Sweden, but most of all, I'm the fourth brother who follow robbery after robbery from the inside.
Hi, I'm Anders Roslund, co-author of The Father. Today I'm a best-selling author, but back then when all this happened, I was still a TV reporter at the biggest news station in Sweden, and it was my job to cover this three-year-long period of brutal madness.
Together they are Anton Svensson, and this is Made in Sweden, the six-part podcast about the incredible true story that inspired their novel, The Father. I'm Ed Wood, and this is a family tale like no other. Episode 4, Explosive. In the last episode of Made in Sweden, we heard how the bank robbers planted a bomb in Central Station to distract the police from their robbery. But explosives had been a part of the brothers' lives since childhood. Stefan, tell me about that.
I was eight years old when it happens. I woke up at that night hearing voices in the kitchen. And important thing here is that my mom and dad had a fight earlier that day, and she had went away. And I didn't know where. And my father had drunk a lot of booze all the day, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I could hear voices from the kitchen. And I sneak up, and I could see in the kitchen my father sitting with the kitchen table together with my oldest brother, Leo. And I could smell the petrol from the kitchen. And I could see that my father was pulling up petrol into a bottle. I could see my brother helping him with that. And I understand that they were constructing Molotov cocktails, two Molotov cocktails. In his drunk sense of thinking, he was talking to my older brother and explaining for him that they're going to use that Molotov cocktails to scare my mother home again. Do you see what I mean? It's to scare her home. Out from the house, because she had went to my grandmother and grandfather. So it was a very absurd situation, and it was so shocking and traumatizing for me as a child, but in the same time, in a sick kind of way, I could feel, yes, an envy, because I wasn't a part of that, what they did, you know. As a child, to look at your father and your older brother constructing Molotov cocktails, and in the same time, and you know that they're going to use the Molotov cocktails to do something horrible, and in the same time feel that feeling of envy, to not be a part of it, to not be invited to the kitchen table and sit there with them and talk to them. Do you see what I mean? It's so absurd in some kind of way. But
did you want to stop it?
I couldn't stop it, and I really... You know, when you think about things that happen in your childhood and you try to remember exactly the feelings, the thoughts, the words and everything like that. It's so hard to really know exactly how I think back then, you know. You know, when they talk about it, it was like they're going to try to get mother home again. It was in a sad way. But and I tried to believe that, I think, like an eight-year-old kid.
Leo, the plastic wheel. Have you been listening? Papa holds the pillowcase under his nose where Mama's initials are embroidered in one corner. He pushes his head into it, smells it, breathing deeply, never noticing that someone is lying quietly in the dark watching. That should go down into the neck of the bottle. You push it until it stops. Papa's long feet almost step on Felix as he heads back to the kitchen table. Then he lifts up the bottle and shows Leo in that expansive way that only he has. We did this when I was little, not with bottles, but with geese. My brothers and I pushed food down their narrow fucking birds' necks, and they grew big and fat and delicious. Felix bumps the threshold with his elbow, and the sound echoes through the apartment. He holds his breath like before, closes his eyes. Papa should turn around, but he doesn't. Even though it's echoing. You don't know about that sort of thing, Leo. You don't know things like that, but I know. And I'm going to tell you, that's what I'm going to do. 4,000 years ago, the Jews were the first to tend geese. They were slaves, and they worked for a pharaoh of Egypt who loved goose liver. All he ever wanted was foie gras, and they were forced to find a quick way to feed those fucking geese, right? That's when they started pushing the food down, pushing, with really long sticks. Because the pharaoh, he just wanted more and more. Then there was this Spaniard, and he loves his geese. He talks to them, he gives them fruit from his garden. Heaven for geese. But every autumn, when the other geese are heading to Africa, or wherever the hell they fly to, his geese start walking around on the ground, honking, honk, 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 and the geese up in the air stop, this is true, Leo, and they fly down and land and stay there in goose heaven. Papa's hands fumble as they feel for the cap of the petrol container, tremble as they unscrew it and pull out the spout until the bottle is resting on the edge of the plastic funnel. He gives them love, just like me. He creates a clan. And then you stay there. There's a strong smell of petrol immediately. Hold it here, Leo, like this, a firm grip on the bottle, with both hands. Leo holds the bottle in both his hands. The black horse on its label rears on its hind legs while Papa pours, checking now and then to see how much space is left. No more than half, that's important. Papa is satisfied with the amount of petrol in the wine bottle. He smells Mama's pillowcase again. His breath fills up the whole kitchen. Then holds it with two hands and rips it apart, putting strips of equal width into a pile. Strips this size. He folds one of the pieces into a square with Mama's initials in the middle, then dips it until it's damp with petrol. A narrow fucking bird's neck. Now press again. In goose hell, there is no protesting. Papa pokes down the fabric a little at a time and stops before it touches the petrol in the bottle. See? Never push it all the way down. If you do that and then light it, Papa uses his hands and makes a sound to simulate an explosion. It'll go off too soon. You hold it firmly, and when the cloth is burning, don't tilt the bottle. And you throw it forwards with your whole shoulder and arm, like when you're throwing a punch.
And how do you think that night affected Leo himself, building that bomb?
On a very, very deep level, I think it affected him. On so many different levels, really, because he didn't want to do it, and I think he wanted to stop it because he was understand exactly what they were going, how they're going to use the bombs, you know, But he couldn't. And this situation have this gets so many consequences after this for the relationship between Leo and Ivan, my father and my oldest brother, because it went. They set fire on the house, and after that, the police was coming in.
It's ironic, isn't it, that you know, 10, 15 years later, he was willing to build another bomb.
Yes, if you can make the connection, absolutely. But I think in some way you can connect the threads like that, absolutely.
When you heard there was a bomb in Central Station, and you yourself could have been at risk, couldn't you?
Yeah, but it was... In that situation, I remember it was what they call it, bomb hot first.
Bomb threat.
Bomb threat. And after the bomb threat, the police was coming and with this bomb squad, and they constaterade what you call it, established that it was a real bomb, and they start to try to disarm the bomb, and under that trying of disarming the bomb was exploding. Like but in that time when the bomb was exploding, all the people was not in the, they had, it was like what do you call it,
they were behind the barricades, the metal fences.
Anders, you were there too, tell me what it was like.
We're still, this is a time when we're still quite innocent in our country. Bombs, there was one bomb, I think it was 1974, when a group tried to it was the West Germany embassy at that point. That was the only bomb we have heard about. And then we have this at... because the Central Station is not just connecting all the Stockholm, all the suburbs. It's connecting Sweden, south, west. So it's really the heart of everything. And when you tear up the heart, of course, you are sort of lost. And... people were indeed hurt, not by the bomb, by the possibility that somebody can use a bomb among us this easily, and that it was not still a threat. It was a real bomb. So I reported about that, and everybody was really shook up.
And did you tie it to the robberies?
No. At that point, nobody knew that this was a way again for the smart robber Leo to attract to get away, escape from the next robbery, because now he attracted the whole Stockholm police force to go to surround the Central Station, because everybody was so concerned. It was everything, and we reported live hour after hour. And not even when the robbery, the twin robbery, the double, was carried out about 50 kilometers from there, where they knew no police officers. Well, even those police officers were headed to the Central Station. Everybody was used. Nobody was sort of connected this at that point, that it was all a plan to escape a robbery. That was way after.
And I just want to make clear that in real life, the robbers didn't intend for the bomb to go off.
The voice slashed through the radio like the knife that had slashed through Leo's jacket when Vincent was too young to remember.
One of ours! He's down!
The frightened, hunted, furious voice on the police scanner stated that a bomb had exploded, that the police officer steering the robot had been hit by shrapnel in the blast. Then he fell silent. No information about whether the police officer had survived or not.
It wasn't supposed to go off,
yelled Vincent, leaning forward to Leo.
You promised me, damn it!
Leo lowered the volume of the police radio and the monotonous beeping disappeared. Straight ahead, a blue sign on the edge of the road and field, Sorunda, 3 kilometers. They were almost there. We can't do anything about that now.
But what if he's dead?
We don't know what happened. We don't know why it went off. But I'll figure it out later, when we're done with the next bank. Just drive, goddammit!
But, Stefan, their plan worked, didn't it? It distracted the police. They got away.
Yes.
How did they do that? What was their plan next? Did they consider it successful? Was this point where they had distracted the police?
Okay, can we make a little break here? Because sure. this in the book we have this under the double robbery, but in the real life the bomb went off when they tried to do another robbery.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is they've got away with something incredibly audacious.
Yes.
Did they consider this the high point? Was this the high point for the gang?
Both yes and no. Because in that point of the gang's career, they have done this double robbery. But in the same time, the bomb went off. So the explosion, in some kind of way, went into the group, starting to crack up the group. Because my younger brother, Felix, and my youngest brother, Vincent, they start to... feeling that this was not a good way to live their lives anymore. They really want to get out from the group.
Did they talk to you about this?
Yes, I talked to my youngest brother about this. And I asked him why. And he told me that the problem here, brother, is that it's easier to be a part of it and be on the spot when it happens than to sit besides, you know, in the TV and in the sofa and look at it on a TV or on the news, because it's easier to be a part of it and to be outside of it.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, because it was the same worried I feel for them all the time. But he had understand that. So to be a part of it, be on the spot, be in the robbery, be there when it happens. Maybe you can do something if it goes to hell. Do you see what I mean?
Did it still make sense to you after the bomb?
No, but it was after the bomb they start thinking, we have to set a stop for this now. We have to stop doing this. So they tried to, you know, they talked a lot to each other. Vincent and Felix talked a lot about this and really decided not to do it anymore. But my brother convinced them that we do it one more time. And we take 3 banks in the same place. And then after that, we have enough money to retire.
But it was both, as you point out, Ed, the high point and the low point. And again, as a TV reporter as a journalist at that time, you were tested because you know if you sort of act as the mirror again, reflecting their actions, they will be high again on their own actions. But we had no choice. So that afternoon, that evening, I think, or the next evening, of course, the voice of a person threatening the whole society when he calls up the police officers and say, hey, we planted a bomb there and there and this cannot be negotiated. When you put that voice out in the air on the news because you need help from the outside, who is this? Who is responsible for this? So the police and the society needed help. You are also sort of making them that confirmation. They were controlling not only the robberies, they were controlling society. They were a threat to everybody. So that's a high point. It's a bad and good feeling.
Are you saying the bomb threat, they announced that on TV before it happened?
No, after
it happened, because
the voice went out on TV.
Yeah, who was this?
The police gave the voice tape to the TV news.
And so that was Leo.
No, it was in the book Jasper.
In the book.
Yes, and Jasper, and they asked, they send this voice on the TV news, and they ask if anybody recognized this voice. And I remember I was sitting in the sofa at my girlfriend's parents' house, and I remember, shit, I know that voice. This is Jasper, and they sent it out to the whole Sweden. And maybe somebody else is going to know that this is Jasper because he had friends outside the gang.
Påföljande platser: Globen City, Puck, NK City, Åhléns, Arlanda inrikes, Skärholmen centrum. Finns bomber utplacerade. Detta är AIDS. the only spot.
Made in Sweden was presented by Ed Wood. The authors were Anders Roslund and Stefan Thunberg, and the producer was Gavin Osborne. The Father by Anton Svensson and published by Sphere is available from Waterstones and all other good bookshops. The audiobook, recorded and produced by Chatterbox Audio, is available from Audible now. The Made in Sweden podcast series was recorded at the RNIB Studios with post-production by Chatterbox Audio. This has been an Ashet Audio production.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.